This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So here is the thing. Now, credit cards, well, what's the problem with credit cards? They have a usurious condition. The usurious condition in the credit card is that if you fail to pay within the grace period, then interest will accrue. This is a usurious clause in the contract, you know. So it is not like the contract in and of itself is usurious, but there is this usurious clause in the contract. Therefore, whoever, you know, considered credit cards to be permissible, and that's the position of Amja, they said that the permissibility is tied to the need. If there is no need, if your need can be secured by the debit card, then it would not be halal to have the credit card. So when we first said that, we did not say that credit cards are haram, but we said that if the debit card would do everything you need, then you should have debit card and you should not have a credit card because you should not sign a contract that has a usurious clause. But most of the people said that you would not be able to build credit history. Debit cards would not help you build credit history. And credit history is essential, is needed for various things. So we said that if that's the case, then credit cards would still be permitted for that need, given that you are confident that you will be able to pay within the grace period without interest accruing or accumulating, and that you have the intent and the resolve to do this. So I don't know about this. If this is true, if you have something like a debit card now that can give you everything you need, including the credit history, then it would certainly mean that the normal credit cards or the conventional credit cards would not be allowable in this case.
Yeah.
If you have a halal alternative that will give you all what you need.